Hello, fellow mojos. Welcome to the last episode recorded before the election. Yes, I've decided to throw away my self-imposed rules and get political. And be forewarned, I'm a lefty. I'm a former Republican who's now a giant fucking lefty. Again, this episode was recorded a few days before the election, so if you're listening after the results have come in and you're not screaming in the streets, still listen. You'll enjoy our rant on all things political these days. Like Trumpers and trolls and Proud Boys, oh my, conspiracy theories and purity tests, SCOTUS and SCULTS and COVID, dear God. And did you know Alex Jones is a total fucking loser? And while we're at it, you can throw in Hannity and Limbaugh. But you can still learn and grow and change your mind and evolve. You do not have to vote Republican because someone tells you to. Think for yourself. Really think about stuff like all lives cannot matter until Black lives matter. And there are such things as white male rage and white female privilege. And churches should be taxed. Full stop. We do need to balance the courts after the fucking Republicans have packed them with right-wing nutjobs who don't even know the law. And we do need to wear a damn mask, for God's sake, for probably at least another year. And do not forget, it's nobody's fucking business who and how we love. And being gay is not a fucking preference. Do not forget that Mitch McConnell is the Antichrist. Or that in 2010, our apathy led to the huge Tea Party presence, which led to what we have now. So do not be apathetic now, or we're simply doomed. You matter. Oh, and Gen Z, we're counting on you. With all that said, enjoy the elaborations on all of the above with me and my special pre-election guest, the badass herself, Nikita Starkey. As you'll be able to tell, we're exhausted, simply exhausted by the chaos, strife, turmoil, and anxiety that Trump and his fellow Republican cult members have instilled on us and our fellow countrywomen and men. Please enjoy the pod, but more than that, please vote. We are here today with Nikita Starkey. I'm going to give you a little introduction about Nikita, and then we will talk all about current events and voting and politics and religion and all things magical and mystical. We're going to have a ton of fun. So Nikita Starkey was born and raised in a small town in rural Georgia, and she found she was very aware of the history and energy of that area. She discovered at a very early age that she had some pretty extraordinary talents that would lead her to helping thousands of people throughout her life. I'm one of them. Nikita always felt pulled to California, and it's been her home for almost two decades now. Once in the Golden State, Nikita began her career in counseling and giving intuitive readings. I've had one of those. It was awesome. She caters her sessions to whatever a person is looking for, whether it be guided meditations, astrology, tarot, sound therapy, even candle making. I guess that could be therapeutic, yeah?
All right. I make candles for people, yes.
Oh, I love it. She's a writer, a teacher, a lover of all things mystical, but she's also a political nerd, and that's how we met. She's a feisty feminist, which I love, a gal with a wicked sense of humor, and yeah, she's an actual witch. Awesome. One of my favorite quotes of Nikita's is, quote, "If the Oracle of Delphi were modernized and used to fight racism, misogyny, and toxic bullshit, it would be me." I met Nikita in the summer of 2016 on Facebook. If we flash back to that time, we were all in the midst of a battle in the Democratic Party between Hillary and Bernie supporters, with the shadow, the dark shadow, of a possible Trump presidency looming. Simpler times, but I was very, very anxious. I don't recall who invited me to join this secret political support group on Facebook, but when I did, I found relief in a bunch of like-minded souls and one outspoken, well-spoken, badass of a poster, a Nikita Starkey, who seems to be somewhat of the leader of the group. I scrolled back to our first communication outside of that group, Nikita, and it was when I invited you to phone bank for Hillary. It was a phone bank I was co-hosting. Oh, and you couldn't do it, but you were so comforting back then. And although you felt confident about the election, you did say she was battling, Hillary was battling some very dark forces. Mm-hmm. Yes. So here we are, 4 years later, almost exactly, and you're hosting discussion threads during debates and town halls, and you're as active and outspoken as ever. And I still need your words of comfort and insight and guidance, oh God, more than ever. And frankly, I just love to hear your thoughts on current events. So, Nikita, do you see yourself as filling a certain overall role for others during these times?
I do, and it was kind of unexpected. And I do feel an immense responsibility and a sensitivity to it, because it kind of just, it's like this force lunged me forward, 2016 and going on, of like, you've got to use your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't put up with any shit, like, at all.
My kind of gal.
And because of that, I have a very, very strict boundary. I don't allow you to troll me. I do not allow Trump people in my life. I'm not here to support anything that is fascist and racist or anything that puts people down. I am here to lift people up. I'm here to give Absolutely. Them a sanctuary. And it started to become that online, of all of these women. Women I went to high school with, middle school with, are writing me from that same little rural town in Georgia, going, wow. Oh my God, I am a blue dot in a sea of red. And you are my voice of reason. I mean, people write me in tears. People want, you know, they want to call me. And I just really hope people understand what has happened.
Yeah.
I would say it goes about 5 years of how vicious it is to be an outspoken, socially conscious, political woman online.
Mm-hmm.
The things you get called, the rape and death threats that people get. It's so toxic that you just want to bury yourself. And there are days where I have, and I'm just like, oh God, how can I do this? I can't do this one more day. I pull my shit together and I go, there are people out there that little old me. I'm not famous. I don't have a huge Twitter handle or anything like that. I'm just this quirky girl, super witchy, who has brought a lot of incredible people together, and then they find each other. And it's just this network that I've just watched grow. I mean, it led me to you, and I am so grateful for that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, well, you were the one that drew me to you. You didn't know me. I was watching and reading you. Two things. Do you just, when you say, I don't suffer trolls, I don't deal with their bullshit, do you just block? Do you engage? How do you deal with them?
It's been so long since I've been trolled, but when it does happen, when it did in the past, it was always a guy that I knew.
Really?
It was always people I knew. And it was like a switch flipped.
Wow.
And even some were like guys I dated in the past, and it was like there were no more boundaries. There was no more like, this is a person, this is a woman, this is a friend. I have to attack her because she's a Hillary supporter.
Yep.
And it was so vicious.
Mm-hmm.
So I started taking screenshots. I have thousands, because I had to start keeping, you know, receipts. I had to start keeping this trail of what people were doing. And that's what led me to secret groups.
Yeah, for not only this is what I went through, but also if they were to carry it a step further. And
exactly.
I mean, that's scary. And I got to tell you, enough of this false equivalency with, oh, well, everybody trolls everybody else. No, I'm sorry. The evil bullshit that's out there, the death threats, almost always is from these right-wing idiots that don't like Hillary, don't like AOC, don't like Pelosi. Funny how it's always women.
Yep.
And it's not both sides, no matter what the media wants to portray. There is much more culpability on the right as far as what is happening in society right now.
Yeah, there really is. And we're supposed to be the tolerant ones. Like, that's thrown in our faces a lot. Like, I'm not going to tolerate misogyny. Yeah. I'm not going to tolerate you sending me a drunk message at 2 o'clock in the morning telling me to kill myself. I mean, you know, there has to be a line and a boundary. And that's what we're seeing right now is we have two men. You got to decide which kind of America do you want?
Right.
Do you want something to be more healing? Do you want the first female vice president? Oh my God, are you kidding me? This is amazing. Or do you want this darkness, this sludge, this hate that creeps into everything? I don't know a single person who hasn't lost friends and family members to the Trump cult. Not a single person.
I count myself among those people. But I've really kind of made the choice. I'm sure some people have made the choice about me and blocked me or defriended me. But I, you know what? Not everybody is meant to be in your life forever. And just because you have good times during one period of your life doesn't mean that we're going to be lifelong friends. People I went to high school, there's a lot of Trumpers. It's just the area I grew up in. I just don't understand that mindset. If you support Trump, if you call yourself a member of the current Republican Party, and know that I used to be a Republican, I grew up a Republican, but it wasn't the Republican Party that is now. And if that's what you associate yourself with, then we're not friends. I'm sorry, you don't respect women. You don't respect my gay and lesbian friends. You don't respect people of color. You have a worldview that is absolutely foreign to me and that I don't respect. And you can certainly say, oh, well, I just think they're better for business. First of all, that's bullshit in many regards. And, you know, think about what's best for your customers. And it's not better for society as a whole. And you have to have some sort of big picture look at what we're doing in our country. Enough of these one issue voters who are just against abortion or, you know, this is good because of this one thing. I'm sorry, you got the whole package right now. And that package is deadly. It really is.
Yeah. It's a death cult.
It is a death cult.
It's a death cult, and they lack empathy. To a degree, that's horrifying.
I just don't understand that, how things can be excused and the false equivalencies.
Well, the false equivalencies come from people who have nothing to lose from four more years. And when I say four more years, I'm being
generous.
I'm being generous. We're looking at like 16 to 24 years of some fucked up Trump dynasty.
If he gets in, you know that Clarence Thomas and Alito are going to resign. He's going to have two more cultish Supreme Court nominees. Because I'm sorry, this ACB woman, she is not just conservative. She's a member of a cult. The things that she believes is not what this country stands for, nor should it be. And now those wacky views are going to be imposed on all of us because she's going to get on. There's nothing we can do about it. By the time this podcast posts, she probably already will be on. Speaking of deadly, I'm gonna occasionally read some quotes of yours that I loved because you always post great stuff. And then we can hinge off of that. But, you know, let's talk about COVID, which is, you know, impacting all of us. Trump has been given a crisis, folks, and he fucking failed. I mean, it just is what it is. He's a failure. And you quoted, "I've got people in my hometown in rural Georgia who post maskless selfies every day, celebrating life like nothing's going on. I keep them around so I can see who they might infect one day. I've never seen such careless, reckless disregard for humanity as I have this year, and I'm exhausted from having to watch it."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really am. And to think that wearing a mask has been politicized to the point it has is so insane.
Insane.
Insane. That's why it's a death cult. And also that we're all just living in fear if we wear our mask and we're just not living life. I mean, I've seen people who I haven't seen them on Facebook in years. And suddenly every weekend is a party. Everything's a baby shower and a wedding. And I'm sitting here and you're sitting there out here in California. The entertainment industry came to a screeching halt.
Yep.
We're all just sitting here for 7 months doing what we're supposed to do for other people.
Yeah. And we're going to be doing it for longer and already have done it for longer because those other people just aren't playing the game. I mean,
And they think it's made up. They think it's a hoax. I actually do have some family members that I had to, I just can't have them on my Facebook, but let's just say they're very public with their opinions. They're anti-mask. And here I have elderly parents.
Why?
And I'm like, if you get near my parents, oh, the devil is coming down to Georgia for sure. Because stay away from my parents. But it's like they're bragging.
Yeah.
They're bragging and boasting, and we're all the crazy ones sitting here caring.
Do they not realize the people are dying and people are getting lifelong illnesses because of this? And we don't even know the extent to which the damage is happening inside the bodies of people who've had it and supposedly recovered.
They think God is going to protect them. They actually don't think this is something that they can get. I see that constantly. I also see, like, if you just have positive thoughts and you just eat well, then you won't get COVID. I have seen it all and watched in horror. And as the researcher that I am of the human condition and my background in psychology as well, I am always fascinated by what becomes a mass awareness of things and how there is a divide on mask. Did not have that on my 2020 bingo card. That is for sure.
There's a whole hell of a lot.
There's a whole hell of a lot. Still waiting for those murder hornets. Haven't shown up. Just get me to 2021.
Those murder hornets.
So yeah, we're going to try to not add any more to 2020. I think we've had our cup filled.
I just feel like, what do you think is going to happen after Tuesday?
We are at a crux, and as much as I would love to convince at least 150 million people to vote Biden-Harris, there are going to be those diehards that vote for Trump. There are going to be people who vote for Kanye.
Ugh, for crying out loud.
There are going to be people who do write-ins. There are going to be people who have nothing to lose, and it's maddening because we've watched the manifestation of what they did in 2016, voting third party or not voting. And I am very much talking about white people right now, by the way.
Right.
I will not put anybody down when they have voter suppression and all these tactics that I see in Georgia with so many of my friends. I mean, I know people who stood in line for 10 hours to vote.
Wow.
And if you're sitting there on Twitter and bitching about Pelosi because your person isn't the nominee and they're not pure enough.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Agreed.
You know what? Grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yeah.
This Supreme Court is going to be the most terrifying thing we've ever seen. We need as many Democrats in office as we possibly can because
absolutely,
we can't do shit until we have, you know, every level of Democrat. Stop shitting on centrist. This is not a hard left country, but it will be a hard right country if he wins again.
Yeah,
we will be completely drowned out. There won't be a lot of hope. We have got to get that in.
I think when you talk about just those that would be voting Democrats, so it's, you know, now it's kind of two groups. It's the progressives, you know, it's on the left side of the Democrats and on the center side of the Democrats. And I it's not that I'm not in line with my thinking on everything that the progressives want. And in many respects, I call myself a progressive. I voted for Elizabeth Warren, and I just know the bigger picture is you can't just be pure on every topic. You have to be able to govern for everyone. And there have to be transition periods as far as moving our energy sources. There have to be multiple energy sources that take the place of fossil fuel for us to completely transition to a green way of living. And so I think we need to appreciate that middle section, the transition section, with the healthcare you know, is it going to be everything that we want if Biden gets in and we have the public option? No, but it'll be closer to it. And it certainly will be a hell of a lot closer than taking it away entirely and us having no health care.
If people would have really listened in 2016, we have the most progressive platform to ever exist
ever.
On a ticket.
Yep.
Greta Thunberg endorsed Biden.
Yeah.
Period. That's it. That's all you need to know. If you want to sit here and debate policy, but look, I'm a progressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Social, racial issues, women's, all of it is front and center for me.
Absolutely.
This, you cannot call yourself a progressive if you do not put the rights of people first.
Right.
What happens to them? Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ+. You have got to think outside of yourself if you are not in one of those marginalized groups. And think of someone in your life who cannot afford even another year of this kind of regime that we're under. Think of someone that you know who is disabled, who is a vet. Think of anything outside of yourself if you're still sitting there with that purity going, well, I don't know.
Are they perfect? Are Biden and Kamala? No. Are they pure on every issue for progressives? No. But my God, if people don't go out and vote because their candidate's not pure enough for all of their thinking, then we're going to be a different country.
We're going to be a completely different country that we will never recover from in our
never.
Lives.
Yeah.
It'll be done. I mean, I have been living with that despair, that hopelessness a lot of us have, a lot of women have, but I'm a white woman. Imagine what it's like to be a Black woman right now in this country. Imagine what it's like to be Latina. Think outside of your bubble.
Be a good fucking person.
Be a good person. There's not two sides to every issue. And you have to look at the people who are trying their best. Thank goodness we have Pelosi. I shudder to think what we would be like right now if we didn't have Democrats running the House. And we are looking at a Senate majority. We are looking at a win.
The possibility of actually being able to reverse course from what's been going on the last 4 years. And I don't think people understand that. I have friends who are like, oh, well, Pelosi's got to go. It's like, that should not be your focus right now. Your focus should be on getting other people to go. They'll say, oh, well, so-and-so was in office for this amount of time and they didn't get it. And it's not a one-person job. If the Democrats don't have the Senate and they don't have the White House, there's very little that they can accomplish. And I don't know that people understand that. We don't teach civics in school, so a lot of people don't even understand how a bill gets made and passed, and they don't understand all the rules. It's like, oh, well, just write a law to get rid of the Electoral College. Well, that would be lovely if that were possible, but that's just not the way things work.
It's fantasy versus pragmatic, progressive change.
There you go. I love
and
that.
You have to be looking at what you can do. And honestly, I was Kamala for years. I love that woman.
You've
so much.
Always, yeah.
Oh, I have chills when I think of her. She inspires me. She gives me hope. And it killed me to watch how much like right-wing drivel kind of seeped its way into left-wing politics. And I'm like, come on, people. Can you not see like the massage noir that is happening here?
Mm-hmm,
why are you hating someone who could really bring about everything that you want? All of it. And she works with other people and Biden works with other people. Just imagine a year from now, let's do a guided meditation. Let's do a little ASMR. I'm gonna put on my therapeutic voice of a year from now in the Biden-Harris administration and what the cabinet will be like. And the Senate majority of Democrats and the Republicans that, you know, were Trump sycophants, they're gone. You know, a lot of them probably going to be in prison.
Yeah.
We have to have people in the Department of Justice. We have to have an AG. We have to have people in the ranks that are for the greater good.
Judges are so important too.
So important.
If he gets in again, our entire judicial system, will be destroyed, literally destroyed.
Yeah, it'll be destroyed. I love the generation that is like 18, you know, ready
Gen
to vote.
Z.
Oh my God, they're amazing. And, you know, I have so many friends around my age and
I hope they turn out.
I really do. I think they might surprise us.
And I hope so, because millennials kept threatening to turn out and they just never lived up to it.
Yeah, I don't know how more to scare them if they have been watching what we've been going through for so long. Mm-hmm. And maybe they didn't see what happened when Obama was elected, and then they watched or didn't watch in 2010 when Democrats just didn't come out. And that's when the Tea Party took over.
Yeah.
That's when the Tea Party really caught hold of Congress.
Yeah.
Every election has consequences that can ripple through generations.
Yep.
Imagine the world under President Al Gore. How different
instead
would
of, be? Instead of W.
Yeah. Instead of just that and how much better off we would be.
Oh,
It's a couple hundred, it's a couple thousand people. It was less than 80,000 people in three states.
Mm-hmm.
For Hillary, do I want to get rid of the EC? Who doesn't at this mm-hmm. point? But I can't wave my magic
electoral
wand.
College, the EC.
Yes, electoral college. little nerd here, you know. Of course, I would love to wave my wand and make things happen. But we can wave our pen. We can vote with it. We can do what we need to. And in California, we're very fortunate to be able to get mail-in ballots. And, you know, I have 5 drop-off places in my area.
That's great. I dropped mine in a Dropbox.
Yeah. And I'm going to do the same. And, you know, if anything happens, I know exactly where to go and vote. I will help you in any state that you're in, get to where you need to. I will mm-hmm. find somebody to drive you.
Mm-hmm.
I will walk through a ballot with you. If you have questions, you know, reach out to me, let me help you.
Yeah.
But please stop setting the house on fire, because it is already on fire and we are burning.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd rather us be a phoenix coming out the other end of this mm-hmm. instead of just a barren dystopian wasteland.
Right. And rising into beauty as we can. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be a lot of work, but we have to stop the bleeding. And Trump is making this country bleed. It's just devastating. So let's talk about women a little bit. Okay.
I know a little bit about them.
Me too. So we're both white women.
Yes, we are.
But sometimes I think we're a little bit more evolved than some of the sisters that we've referenced in our posts. I'm going to read one of your posts. You said, I always knew that fascism would rise in this country thanks to the religious right.
Uh-huh.
And that it would be the white woman who served that movement who would be the catalyst to strip away our rights. And all of this has unfolded in plain view for years. Okay, why do some white women want the white male patriarchy, want to be subservient to men? And sometimes they don't even realize it, I don't think. What's going on with that?
Yeah, being where I'm from, I got to really watch a lot of different levels of Christianity. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to bash Christianity by any stretch of the imagination. I have many wonderful Christian friends. That is not what right-wing fanaticism is. It is so
Absolutely.
Far removed from the teachings of Jesus, from the teachings of helping one another.
Right.
It's just a cult. Just
it is a cult.
It is. It's a very cult mentality. So when we come down to why do white women want to stay in the boys' club? For one, they want the power over everyone, and they are second in command. We are second in command as white women when it comes to the levels of
in society.
Privilege and in society. That's what I was like, I don't even think about myself. I'm a 6-foot-tall blonde white woman
mm-hmm.
with I look like a Russian hit woman. You know, I'm going to be fine.
She's gorgeous, by the way, folks.
Oh,
it's just
lady,
gorgeous.
Look at you.
It's
you are
true.
Stunning.
Look at her picture on the website. She's gorgeous.
Okay. I am married,
anyway.
By the way, but I do appreciate it.
And she has a hot husband, too.
I do. He looks like Thor.
He does.
He really does. So when it comes to these white women, they like the power dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And some, you know, they really like that subservient role. I had it beaten over my head from so many different corners of my childhood that my goal was to like get married. Mm-hmm. That's it. Have kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I want to go to college. And people are like, okay, but you know, it's going to be really hard to find a husband if you do that. And
you don't want to be intimidating.
Yeah. And I've always been intimidating. I mean, I've been the tallest person in my class, like my entire life. So I kind of popped out of the womb intimidating, you know, it's just my thing. But the, you know, these women with these power structures, if that's how they can climb the ranks, they will absolutely throw other women under the bus. Because let's face it, white women, especially at a certain level of privilege and wealth, will always be able to get reproductive health care services. Always. Yeah. They will always be able to get to that. It was part of my undergrad was mm-hmm. in human sexuality and embryology. And I love talking about it. You know, I want to talk about birth control. Good to me, I'll talk to you about birth control, you know, those kind of things. But to be able to keep your foot on someone's neck and keep them down actually makes some people really happy. It's a sickness, really.
Yeah.
But when I saw Amy Barrett, because I always want to call her Amy COVID Barrett, because it just fits. But I was like, that she's the catalyst. She's the one. She is handpicked like the Handmaid's Tale to bring in a nightmare.
Yeah.
And it is unavoidable. And instead of a stimulus plan, instead of helping the American people, they are shoving through,
mm-hmm.
you know, a Supreme Court justice. And we're still mourning from Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
That is a day I will never forget.
They're shoving through a Supreme Court justice that will not serve in the best interests of America or the people at large, and that most people, A, don't even want to be confirmed before the election, much less at all. But so many voters are that, especially the religious voters, are that one issue voter. It's all about abortion, not realizing that abortion is at an all-time low in history because it's safe, it's rare, it's nobody's pro-abortion, nobody's anti-life. It's not a first resort. And if it is, it's one in a million women. But it's usually a very painful decision for women. And
it's terrible, yeah.
I don't think overturning Roe is going to improve society.
They don't want to improve society.
Yeah. They want to control it.
They want that right wing dystopia that we've watched the horror movies. We've read the novels. They are salivating to make mm-hmm. that manifest. And mm-hmm. it is creepy. It doesn't help any life at all. There's nothing positive about it. I mm-hmm. have gone over and over this in my head, like there's no light to wanting to take away people's body autonomy, because it, you know, there are people that are trans and non-binary. It affects a lot of people when we talk about reproductive justice, and they're not even thinking of those groups. They just really want to control minority women.
They're thinking of those groups and dismissing those groups like it's anybody else's business who somebody loves or who somebody wants to be. I mean, why should anyone care if somebody identifies as a gender other than what they were born? Why does anyone care? Why does anyone care? Love is love. If somebody wants to be together, let them be together. I mean, gay marriage is legal. I don't see, you know, people marrying animals. You know, these are the threats they throw out when these issues are on the agenda. I don't understand it. It's not loving. It's not what I think religion should stand for.
No, and it's not life. There's nothing that's expansive about it or that it's helpful. And when they bring up bestiality, what they're really saying is that it's either man and woman or man and animal, because a woman is an object that can be replaced with an animal. It's really sick thinking of that women are just never, ever seen as the same level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've lost friends to this because I was really tired of being preached to that we needed, you know, this Republican reign after Obama because he was so terrible. And I'm like, what on earth is wrong with you? This is the most beloved president ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they made, you know, I just have to get those people out of my life. So earlier question, we were talking about, what do? I absolutely delete people from my life.
Yeah.
In all ways. I absolutely block people.
Me too.
I have a boundary.
And good riddance, you know? Hey, I still have the good memories of when we had fun when we were 20-something or teenagers, but that's where that's going to stay because you now are not somebody I respect. So bye-bye.
You're telling my gay friends that it's a lifestyle choice.
A preference.
A preference.
Come
and
on.
And all I'm doing is just going, yeah, well, I remember when you were dancing on top of bars topless and doing shots of tequila. So take it down a notch, Becky. You know, the holier than thou mentality
Becky.
Is so disturbing. You know, it's just, none of us are perfect. We are all beautifully flawed, but that's the part of being human and learning and evolving. I like politicians who evolve and change. Mm-hmm. I really do. I don't like repetitive nature. Yeah. I want to see someone who looks out into this world. I am so impressed with Pete Buttigieg these days.
Yeah.
And he has been such a great surrogate and such a great supporter.
Yeah, he really has.
He is out there and he's so good with putting things. He's just got away with words.
Yeah, he's a great spokesperson, and I love that he goes on Fox News and tells it like it is, and it's completely clear and understandable, and he's, you know, a delightful spokesperson, and I think I'm really glad he's on our side, and that he's going to be with us.
Yeah. And he doesn't have to be convinced to be on our side now or anything like that, and, you know, there's still people out there that are trying to pee in the pool. Let's not pee in the pool anymore. You know, maybe stop listening to those devices, voices, because it can be addictive.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you want to go and run off and listen to Michael Moore. Please stop listening to Michael Moore, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Maybe you.
But if you do, listen to a variety of other places.
If you go and get different viewpoints of things and read books.
I love what you said about that you love people who can change their mind. I absolutely do too. And somehow, I don't know whether it started with John Kerry and the flip-flops or whatever, but I actually respect a politician that can say, I have learned and I've evolved on this issue.
Yes.
I mean, we're not fucking robots. And I said this on an earlier podcast. I used to be a Republican. I do believe that people can learn and be exposed to things and people and places, and their minds can grow. And I think that's one thing that religion does. It tells you how to think and tells you the why. And so it kills curiosity. And I think that's just a shame. I think people need to make education a lifelong pursuit. And even after school, by reading, by traveling, by exposing yourself to others. And not only does it enhance your life, but it broadens your worldview. And if politicians did that instead of bragging, oh, I've never been out of Oklahoma, and now I'm in Congress, and I'm going to make rules for the whole country, when they've never been out of Oklahoma until they flew to D.C. And I just think that that's a shame. And I think that voters need to take that into account, that you want someone that can learn and grow. And if they're not with you on a certain issue, but they are with you on other issues, then perhaps you can work for a movement that can evolve their thinking. And we've seen that happen. And I just hope that that happens not only with politicians, but with voters. There's so much, all these conspiracy theories, and the gaslighting and the lighting, the lying,
it's out of control.
You posted something. I'm looking at one of your quotes here, and you said, I watched my conservative friends freak out about everything Obama did, from wearing a tan suit to Jade Helm, which we'll talk about in a sec. Not a word about anything Trump has ever done. And that's why you no longer speak to them. Conspiracy theories. Do you remember that Jade Helm 15 conspiracy theory? For those of you who don't know it, it was, it may strike a memory if I say it was a military exercise in Texas in 2015, between July 15th and September 15th, and it involved 1,200 personnel from four of the five branches of the U.S. military. It was designed to train soldiers in skills that they would need to operate overseas combat in overseas combat environments, including maneuvering through civilian populations. And so these training exercises were announced in Texas, and they generated conspiracy theories that kind of blew my mind. One was, oh, it's a psychological operation aimed at getting people used to seeing military forces on the streets so they don't realize it when the invasion takes place. It's, you know, they're going to seize people's guns. They're stockpiling supplies for Chinese troops who will be arriving to disarm Americans. It just went on and on and on. And I don't understand the mindset of people, like the QAnon people, for Christ's sake. What the fuck, that they believe that Democrats are cannibals or pedophiles and operating in out of secret pizza parlors, and I mean, and that 5G and Bill Gates and it's
just a word salad. They just throw shit together in a blender.
But
and
people
believe
this shit. Mm-hmm.
They believe it. They really, really believe it. They're not joking. People have got to start taking this seriously. And that is another reason why boundaries have to be created, because mm-hmm. when you think all this is really fun, I'm sorry, but these people, their neuroplasticity, if right. their brain, they have completely rewired by the amount of information that they digest on a daily basis. This yeah. is a level of cult mentality that it is in every area of our lives. Every area.
And they glorify these people, and that anybody would ever in their right mind, well, I guess they're not in their right mind if they listen to somebody like Alex Jones. By the way, Alex Jones is a community college dropout and a total fucking loser. Anyone who listens to him for anything other than to have a good laugh is by extension a loser themselves. Shame on them for buying into his ridiculous conspiracy theories. Maybe they should visit with a few of the Sandy Hook parents and ask them if they made everything up about their children being ripped apart by bullets. I just don't understand people who buy into his bullshit. And him saying that alone, that was all a hoax and made up, disqualifies every other fucking thing he says. I'm sorry. And every other fucking thing he says should be disqualified. But it feels like a lot of these conspiracy theories took over since Trump and has come on board. And maybe it's the Steve Bannon, you know, dream of causing chaos and discord everywhere. I don't know, but there's just so many conspiracy theories and right-wing groups that are just so detrimental to all of us and to society and to democracy.
There's been documentaries made about this. We've had over 20 years of Fox News and hate radio, and there is always a source for you to tap into to, uh-huh. you know, get that juice, that feeling that they like of hating the other, because it is predominantly white people. Mm-hmm. I think probably all white people that believe these really extreme out of this world theories, and they are always drawn to them. They're so drawn to them that they no longer believe reality or mm-hmm. science in any way, shape, or form, which is how the anti-vax movement just exploded. When we elected a black president, this country lost its damn mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the good people that, you know, can see, oh, this is great. And there was just this constant push.
A small portion, the Tea Party,
the
palling like, around with terrorist people.
You know, but it grew. It's like a hydra that grew out uh-huh. of control. But it was Mitch McConnell saying, I'm going to make him a one-term president. When Sandy Hook happened, that changed us. That changed us as a country. That changed us as to where that line is when children can be killed. And you want to go on Facebook and say none of it is real.
Mm-hmm.
It was a switch mm-hmm. that flipped. And it just kept growing and growing and growing. And I remember right before the 2016 election, I want to say it was New York Times, wrote an article and said, look, these tactics are going to be used to break apart the left. Steve Bannon and all these other different voices yeah. have seen how well it is to do it. They're going to use the same thing against whoever's, you know, Hillary or whoever. And it worked. I watched stuff. People dug up stuff from like 20 years ago that is easily debunked. I mean, look how many fact-checking sites had to start upping their game and going, oh my God, this has become like a full-time job.
Yeah.
Because when you have a steady diet of that always in the American lexicon and environment, it seeps into all reality. When I say, you know, crazy drunk uncle, everybody's like, oh yeah, I got one. You know, that just sits there and rambles, you know, about what do they call them, actors that happen during shootings. And it's like they don't believe anything that is really happening before them. They never want to believe
anything that doesn't serve their worldview.
Now we have the fucking asshole that started birtherism, you know, that pushed it out there as our leader. It's sick.
It is
and
sick.
You have to start realizing that maybe you don't know everything just because it fits into your narrative and your mold of what you want to believe. Mm-hmm. If you want to believe that sunshine will prevent you from getting COVID and that's it, we need to have a talk. You know, you don't want tan lines from a mask. I've seen a lot, but you have to use discernment. There's a very important word, discernment. Mm-hmm. And it seems that there is no kind of analyzing in this, you know, like 30% of the American population right now that's buying into this stuff.
Yeah.
I've never seen conspiracies to this level, but.
And it is on the left as well. You mentioned the anti-vaxxers. That tends to be, upper class white women that are the anti-vaxxers. It's crazy how many conspiracy theories there are out there. And I actually found a little thing online that said we can do a basic test to help determine if something is batshit crazy or not.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear a theory, it says, A, what's the source? Is it reliable? Is it a reliable media organization that's been around for any length of time? Is it backed up by additional reliable sources? How likely is it? The less likely, the greater the burden of evidence. I mean, like Alex Jones, he couldn't produce any evidence on that. If there's no evidence, then there's no there. Is anything out there suggesting something is fake? Rather than looking for evidence to support our beliefs, we can search for evidence against our beliefs and then help ourselves determine which side makes more sense or not. And, you know, I think the big thing now with a lot of these conspiracy theories is whether people want to emotionally accept whether their belief might be right or wrong, because it might not support their worldview or their political party or their religion or what they've been taught by their community or whoever, or their church.
That line has been very drastically erased too, like where preachers and pastors are just standing before congregations and, you know.
Why churches aren't taxed is beyond me.
It's crazy. And I think they should. And it's just, you know, the biggest thing that really led to the fire of 2016 was all of these websites that popped up, which we now know a lot of them were ran by Russia. And they were getting shared by very intelligent liberals that I knew.
Yeah.
So the act of discernment is a really big deal, because otherwise you're just going to believe anything and everything that you read.
And that they've turned
healthy.
And that they've turned protesters into a bad thing. I mean, the right to assembly is in the Constitution, in the First Amendment. It's our right to stand up and speak out and to assemble as a group and do so. And that people on the right, certain people on the right, have equated protesters with criminals is simply wrong. I mean, they've actually proven that half of the people that were looting were not even from the areas, and some of them were even from the right-wing militia groups, and they're trying to make it look like it's protesters. But the people that are out there protesting are there for a reason, because they need to be listened to and they need to be heard. It is not okay what has happened with women, with people of color, with our LGBTQ plus friends. It's just not okay. And those people need to speak out and show up. And so do all those people that support them, so that those who don't can see, look, this isn't just one or two people on the fringe. It's a lot of us who are saying this is not acceptable.
Yeah.
It's just not acceptable. And the only thing sometimes we have left, because we don't control the Senate, because we don't control the White House, is, and a lot of the state legislatures, is to show up and protest, to let them know that their constituents do not support what they're saying and what they're supporting and what they're doing. It's infuriating.
It's peaceful protest. It's our right to be able to do that. It's our right to rise up against fascism and tyranny and wanting to just continue as things are, that Black people are not treated equal in this country. Mm-hmm. The fact that I have to explain that to anyone is absurd. It's insulting to people of color. That when you say all lives matter as a retort, that is just hateful. That is just racist.
Yeah.
You know,
it is. Or blue lives matter. It's not the point. The reason Black Lives Matter came to be is it's Black Lives Matter too. We're all here. White lives matter, Black lives matter. But the ones that are being mistreated, like for centuries in this country, are the Black lives, are the people of color. And it's saying, hey, we matter. I just don't understand. Yeah, it's so simple.
It's so simple, and it's not even political. The phrase Black Lives Matter should just be, yeah, you're damn right.
Yeah, damn
that
right.
That should be it. But, you know, for somebody to, like, violently throw something at someone from wearing a BLM shirt or hat, that's, what is wrong with you? And that's because conspiracy theories, they run amok because you've got your little group that is really angry that they aren't the majority, that they aren't in control anymore. Mm-hmm. When you feel a sense of losing control, you've got to find narratives that feel like home again.
Mm-hmm.
Like that white male rage, I believe it was like SNL did like a little skit about that, like a song. And sometimes I go around singing like white male rage, you know, it's that it's, you know, who are the ones that are showing up and with guns, and trying to hurt people right now. And
can you imagine if those idiots that were on the steps of the Michigan Federal Building were people of color? They would probably all be dead right now. Instead, they're glorified by our fucking president. I mean,
absolutely glorified. Well, because he's a raging racist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And frankly, anybody who votes for him also has that in them. I'm sorry.
You're a racist. I'm here to tell you in my ASMR voice that you are indeed a racist.
And probably a sexist.
And vote for Trump. Yes. Yes. You are a very hateful person. You have hate in your heart. You want bad things to happen to people. You support Trump because he hurts the right people that you want
to hurt. In your mind, yes.
In your mind. That's your little philosophy. I don't care what you try to tell me. I see all your bullshit.
And the funny thing is, Trump despises all those people who vote for him. He does not consider them his people. All he wants is their votes.
The adoration, the worship.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, he's not inviting any of them out to dinner.
Oh, good night. He doesn't care what happens to any of them. He doesn't care if they get sick. He doesn't care if they die. And you can't break that spell on your own. They've got to find their own way back out of those dark holes. And maybe with 4 years and beyond of Biden and many other Democrats, we can start to slowly shake these people out. But that's not really our responsibility. Our responsibility is to rise up for the people who are being harmed by these people.
And they're not listening to us either. I mean,
they want to kill us.
It's usually a trusted friend from inside their own network that needs to challenge their beliefs and be sympathetic in a non-threatening way. And that's what they say is what it takes for people to come around, unless it's something that directly affects them, like somebody, you know, finding out their child is homosexual, and all of a sudden they have sympathy for, that's so bizarre to me. It's like, could you before this moment not understand other people out in society? It's just so all about me. I get mine. Whatever affects my life and my people is what I'll believe in. It's crazy. So what's in the stars these days? What's going on? What's going on with the mojo of the planet?
The mojo of the planet. Let's see. Well, the planet, she's going to definitely do her own thing. So Mercury retrograde is happening right now, which has become its own kind of cultural fun slogan of what it is. I mean, I've had friends in the past who are like, look, you know, I don't believe this shit. Mm-hmm. But this shit is real. I'm like, yeah, you know. So no matter what somebody believes.
In full disclosure, I go back and forth. I love getting my charts done. I love getting my tarot cards done. I love talking to a psychic. And I had an episode already about being with a hypnotist. And I questioned, did he really hypnotize me? Or did he just, you know, provide me the tools to rewire my brain a certain way? Through whatever he was doing. Let's just say that we all believe everything about it. What are the stars telling us right now? What's your psyche telling us right now? Because you are so much more of an empath than anybody I know.
Yeah, I look at it as just energies and how we are living in this incredible, chaotic, but pivotal time. I read everything around me. I mm-hmm. feel it all. I see patterns. I realize, yeah, when I talk about a very early age of how everyone was unique. And so as I got older and I was researching things and thinking, you know, of course, astrology kind of landed into my lap and I have a lot of fun with it. Mm-hmm. The thing about me is that I will never tell anybody what to believe. And you have to just find your own path. And I have an entire bevy of tools that I use. And if you find some hope or inspiration or laughter or healing, kudos. But a pretty big consensus right now across the, you know, those of us that do, you know, read astrology and other things, is that it's just so much chaos. Mm-hmm. There's Mars retrograde, there's Mercury retrograde, and Mercury retrograde, it's in Scorpio. So we're in a very Scorpio time. It's also Scorpio season.
So explain that to what all that means.
Of course. So Scorpio season starts October 22nd. You know, this is a fun time of year for people like me. We become very popular. People are willing to like go, okay, you know what? I'm going to dip my toe. You know, what's it like to be a witch? What's it like to, you know, do all these different things?
Love it.
So, you know, a lot more open to it. But when you have Scorpio season, you have a lot of emotions. You have mm-hmm. a lot of extremes. You can see people that the divide becomes bigger. It's uh-huh. like the veil is parting, literally and figuratively and emotionally. And Halloween, of course, coincides with all of this time and how things kind of get these mystical depths. Scorpio is a water element. So you think of yourself as being at that shoreline, and some people are in the water during this time and some people are just hanging out, but it is very, very mystical. And it is, you know, it's actually symbolized by the death card in tarot. And people freak out when they see that card because they think it automatically means death, but it actually means transformation.
Huh. And it's, ooh, maybe that's a good thing.
So it is, this is actually a really good time for the greater good. This is a good time for the light to break through because it's so reverse of what we've been dealing with. And we had two full moons in October. We've already had one, and then we have one on Halloween.
Werewolves beware.
I know. Ooh. And it's on a Saturday night and it's in Taurus. So I think it's gonna be a little bit of a grounding energy.
What does it mean that it's in Taurus? Cause I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus. Yeah. Oh, Tauruses are lovely. You guys, you love your creature comfort.
I am a lover of my pasture, my domain. Yes. I love
it. You love home and you love food and you love beautiful things and you just, you know, you love health conscious things. You love
usually
give, yeah. But you do indulge quite a bit, of course.
Yeah.
The Taurus moon will bring maybe a lot more indulgence. I think we're going to see, like, that weekend is the last weekend before the election. So people are like, I'm just going to start drinking now.
I was going to say, let's hope it doesn't mean that I'm just going to drink myself to sleep every night.
Wait, you don't already?
Well, I try to
change up. Yeah.
Yeah. But who knows what's going to happen after Tuesday? You know?
Yeah. It is not in Donald Trump's favor. None of this is in his favor. And it should be said that Joe Biden is a Scorpio. It looks very promising, but election day, I have to say this, election day, November 3rd, is when Mercury stations direct.
What does that mean?
Now, that means essentially that cycle comes to a halt. It's a transition, it'll be interesting to see what happens. So during this time, there's a lot of like communication issues, there's like technical issues, you know, there's all sorts of different beliefs that get thrown in from different cultures, because, you know, lots of different cultures around the world have astrology. Vedic astrology is amazing. You know, we're going into the year of the ox next year, you know, I love Chinese New Year.
What does the year of the ox represent?
Well, the ox would be very good for you as a Taurus, probably, but I'd have to see what you are. Do you know what the year you are?
What?
By chance? Like, if you're like, I'm a dragon. Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, are you like a, do you know your child? I'll have to look
it up. I want to say it's a rabbit.
Oh, okay.
But it might be a rat. I'm going to have to look that up and get back to you. Because I imagine the rabbit and the rat are probably pretty different.
They are very different. That is for sure. Yeah. I'll look it up for you and we'll have fun with it.
And say Biden wins.
I do believe he is going to win. I really do. But when I say that, I don't want to hear anybody sitting on their butts out there going, well, I don't have to vote then. No. He can only win if the pattern I see continues that way.
Absolutely.
Of look at, you know, this is very much logic coming into play of all of this early voting is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Is election day going to be crazy? Oh, yeah. Oh, big time. Big time. Are we going to know who the winner is that night? I'm leaning towards, I think we will.
I think we will too. I just have this feeling. Yeah.
I have a feeling. I have just where all my little honeypots that I have everywhere with people of, I think that it will be a landslide.
But it can only be a landslide if you vote for him. Yes, yes.
You've got to do it.
Doesn't matter Nothing if he wasn't your first stone. Choice, vote Doesn't for him.
Because, oh my God. Yeah, yeah, I mean, come on. I'm a hardcore, like, lady, woo-woo. And the moment that Kamala suspended, I was like, okay, cool. What do I got to do to save this country? Where am I going?
Yeah.
And I vote like the majority of Black women.
I always said, I'm not going to get real passionate about the primaries because I'm going to be passionate about whoever the nominee is.
Absolutely. Whoever.
And that's how we all have to be. We have to be passionate about voting the assholes out.
Yeah. We got to clean house.
And I think that when I say, what would you say to the country? I want to say to people, say Biden wins in a landslide. Great, great, great. God knows what Trump and the lame duck Congress would do between November 3rd and January 20th. That frightens the shit out of me.
Yeah.
But I also think it's important for people to realize that it's still going to be tough for a long time.
It's still going to be really tough. And they are going to challenge it. They're going to have their...
They're going to challenge everything along the way.
On the courts. That's why they pack the courts. But... we can take a breath, take a nap, but we've got a long way to go. I see everything in cycles, and January will be a cycle. Maybe it is because I am a January baby. I think that has a lot to do with it because I kind of start my year like a reboot.
Right.
You know, and it's not even like resolutions. It's more like, okay, my birthday, new year, boom.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I like that.
You start looking at the cycle ahead. The inauguration is in January. And I have looked at this a million times. I do my card readings on it. I've got a whole group of incredible witchy women from all over the world. And we're all doing readings all the time. We're staying in touch with each other. And, you know, we are all very pro-science. Yeah. Okay, we're all about the mundane and the mystical. We don't see the separation. We blend it for our own lives and what works.
Right.
And, you know, religion is belief in the mysticism as well of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, I had Kamala Harris popping up in tarot readings before she was even chosen as the VP. I had Pelosi like a couple weeks ago, and then she announced the thing about, you know, the 25th.
Yeah.
Amendment. They're setting the groundwork that Trump might have to be physically removed. Like,
yeah,
by the military, by someone else. I've had that pop up in your
And if no one else will do it, I raise my hand, okay? You
know, I volunteer as tribute.
Okay. The two of us. You know, that would be, you know, that would be fun.
But enjoy the hope, enjoy the win, and know that we have to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
If you are a progressive,
together.
I'm progressive, you're a progressive. Let's progress together, because it, it means to go forward.
Yeah.
We can't stay where we are right now. This does not sustain life. It doesn't sustain the planet. It doesn't sustain any kind of livelihood for people in marginalized communities. So let's fucking win.
Yeah, let's fucking win. And then let's all work together to make everything better, because it really is, you know, Biden's not going to be able to do everything alone. And if we don't get the Senate as well, there's only so much he can do. So vote down ticket blue, 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 blue.
Blue everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And I don't know any about my, in my personal life, it is complacent. Everybody is doing what they can.
Mm-hmm.
Activism is a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if you can't march. Not everybody can. If you're just out there talking to people, call an old friend that maybe is one of those blue dots in a sea of red that really needs a friend right now. I know, I want to cry for these beautiful lights in my life that they have no one.
Yeah. And they're just bombarded with that ignorance.
I mean, they can't go to work. They can't go out to eat.
Yeah.
They can't do anything. It's awful. Aren't you tired of living in this kind of America?
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
I am.
And it's
exhausting. We never used to have to even think about politics and government.
Oh, it's glorious. Oh my God.
Right? And now it's just this constant level of anxiety, the chaos, the hatred, it's just not right.
Where do you go as a person wearing a mask? And if they're not wearing a mask, you can like pretty much guarantee the person is a Trump supporter, because they decided that that's what they're going to do.
Yep.
And it's awful. We shouldn't have to be that way. So I hope we're celebrating. And if I'm not, please don't hate me. I'm, you know, not you, I'm out there in the world. We gave it our best shot. Give it your best shot.
Well, if he doesn't win, we didn't give it our best shot. So make sure you guys go out there and give it your best shot. I think probably most people listening, especially if they're still listening by now on this particular episode, they're probably right? Like-minded souls. But, you know, encourage your friends, become, you know, those that will drive people to the polls on election day. Vote early. Don't wait to mail it in until the very end. Just do
all blue is cool. Use TikTok. Do whatever you've got to do.
Yeah.
Be funny about it. I mean, I found that humor was a great way to get people motivated. It still does.
Yep.
Be positive with your messages for Biden Harris and Democrats right now. You are not gathering anybody with vinegar. You are gathering them with the sweetness of the best of the best. We can start talking about things after. Just get them in, people. Come on.
And and say Biden wins, which ideally he will. Say it's a blue sweep, then you know, there are those that you cannot embrace because they are just completely walled off to the Trumpism factor. But if there's any hope at all, embrace those that don't believe the same things that you believe and try to educate them and try to bring them into the fold and try to convince them that even if they don't believe the same things, we're still going to govern for everybody. We're not going to do the red state, blue state and thing that he's created. We're going to, you know, it's one country and the policies are ideally to bring everybody together and to take care of everybody. We're not trying to separate people. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
We're going to take care of the Trump supporters. We're going to take care of people that.
And Biden's made that very clear, which I love. Yeah. You know, Trump is out there saying, I'm not going to give anything to California because they didn't vote for me. It's like, a fucking asshole.
We're going to get you affordable health care. Yeah. We're going to get you into school if you want to go to school. We're going to pay off student loans. I love that one. We're going to get you into all these different kinds of programs for help if you need them for veterans or for mental health. We need to have some big conversations about mental health.
Mental health, for sure. Ooh. But and even if you don't need those things, your neighbor might, your relatives might, your people in your community might. And when everybody does well, we all do better. You know, when everybody is taken care of, the society as a whole is improved. And isn't that the country we want to live in? Isn't that the goal that I thought we've been pushing for over 200 years in this country, is to make it a more perfect union?
The shining light on a hill. Don't you want to feel like that again? Don't you want to be like, yay, I'm American, instead of like, I'm from California?
I know.
If you care about the unborn, prove it. Prove that you care about the future children that are going to be born into this world.
Yeah.
And about the people, the kind of health care that the people bringing those kids into this world have. How about their jobs? How about the fact that we need, I would love like a $25 minimum wage. I'm way up there. But, you know,
well, in California, you kind of need it.
We kind of need it. Yeah.
And care about those people that don't look like you.
Exactly. Oh, you've never been sexually harassed? Okay. Well, you're a straight white guy, you know? So maybe listen instead of inserting yourself into conversations and gaslighting and berating. Step outside of yourself and just imagine, ASMR again, imagine a year from now, all the different things that we can have, the programs, and I can go to brunch. You and I can do this in person.
I love it. I love it.
Yes. Glorious.
How do you maintain your mojo during these times?
Lots of incense and sage. But really? Aside from that, I am kind of a meditation addict, and I have taught people ways to meditate. You don't have to believe in anything to meditate.
Well, just so you know, next week, a week after this episode, I'm doing a whole episode on meditation. And I'm actually going to provide a couple of guided meditations at the end.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be glorious.
That's all I'm going to say right now, but I think you'll really love it.
I'm going to love it. Yeah. Find ways to do self-care.
Yeah.
People need to.
Self-care.
Yeah, self-care.
And one of the best ways of taking care of yourself is also taking care of others.
Exactly.
I mean, we will physically survive this, but whether our country, as the perfect union that we've been striving towards, will survive, I don't know about that. You know, maybe we're like the Roman Empire and it's time for us to fall. I don't know, but I don't want that to happen.
I don't want it to happen because I know who the first people targeted will be.
Yeah.
And I don't want that for
them. They're already being targeted.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but like that collapse, that civil war that they really, really want, it keeps me up at night. And
me too.
Let's do what we can to prevent that from getting worse, because there are more hate groups in America right now than there ever has been.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, they are targeting people whether you know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do everything we can to change this course directions, because we're only getting one shot.
Yeah.
We don't have 4 more years for you to run your perfect little candidate. Because there isn't one. Just focus
on
what you want and stop tearing everything down because it isn't perfect.
Yeah. Any parting words? Anything you want to say?
Any parting words?
What you just said was perfect, though.
Oh,
you know,
thank you.
Take care of yourself. Think of others. Vote.
Take care of each other. You know, reach out to people. If you haven't heard from people in a long time, maybe they're going through a really hard time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us have been sitting in our homes for 7-8 months.
Mm-hmm.
I've been homebound for a very long time, so it was kind of a natural process for me. It was not for some of my friends.
Yeah.
Especially people who are extremely active. I'm married to an athlete. So be good to one another, but take no shit.
I love that philosophy. I think that's a good note to end our conversation on. Yay. So thank you, Nikita Starkey. I love you so madly.
Much. I love you too, darling.
All right. I'm going to hit the stop button now. I want to thank Nikita Starkey for being such a great guest. I just love that woman. By the way, if you'd like your stars read and predictions made about your future by Nikita, or even just a guided phone meditation and motivation session, email nikita.starkey@gmail.com. That's NAKETA.Starkey, STARKEY. Nikita.Starkey@gmail.com. So, fellow mojos, are you fired up? Ready to go? Have you voted, or do you have a plan to do so in the next couple of days? Don't think you don't matter. You do. We have a bunch of petulant children in charge, and they're destroying everything America used to stand for and strive towards. We will never achieve a more perfect union if the current batch of Republicans manage to steal this election and hold on to their power with their greedy, ignorant, racist, sexist little hands. We need to show up en masse. Leave no doubt. Republicans will be pulling out all the stops to grasp victory. They don't care if it's not what the people want or have voted for. They don't care. We must have a decisive win on Tuesday. Please don't think that shouldn't matter. In the ideal world, we would win with just a small margin. But that small margin now will most certainly be contested and wrongly overturned. I guarantee it. We must be decisive and win large. Get excited. We can do this. But you and everyone you know must vote. There are going to be long lines. You may have to wait in the sun or in the rain or in the cold, but make this sacrifice this one day. You have to vote for Biden and Harris. You just have to, and up and down the ticket, Democrat. And we're breathing. Man, I had to edit my conversation with Nikita down to a reasonable amount of time for this podcast. We talked for almost 2 hours. So if we didn't touch on your favorite issue, it's not because it wasn't there. It might just not have made the cut. There's just so much shit going on. I do want to emphasize and enhance a point made during Nikita's and my conversation. We spoke a bit about using critical thinking to determine whether what you're reading is bullshit or not. I want to add one more note to that, one more thing to our test. When you think about who wrote whatever it is that you're reading, also think about the employer of that person. Ask yourself the following question. Will someone get punished or fired if they print lies, unproven conspiracy theories, or if they misconstrue and exaggerate? Are there consequences? No? Then question what they're telling you. I'd also like to reiterate that since there is the possibility we may have to take to the streets, yes, I said it, to protest whatever desperate acts these awful Republicans and their dear leader are cooking up, remember this. Protesting is a right. It's in the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America, our country. We are all endowed with the right to free speech and freedom to assemble. For those who say they don't believe in protesting or criticize those who do, then tell them, FYI, in America, we still have the right to free speech, freedom of or from religion, freedom to assemble, freedom to petition the government for a redress of grievances, and to have freedom of the press. It is in the Constitution of our country. Basically, if they don't believe protesters have a right to protest, they are unpatriotic and un-American. I really hope that America makes a U-turn and gets back on the path to a more perfect union. Gets back to being the shining light on the hill, the caring elder statesman of the world, the respected leader of the free, democratic world. Let's please let Trump be the loser now. He's earned it. I know you know he's been a loser for decades. I know that. But let's make him a loser on Tuesday. Vote him the fuck out. Remember, almost everything out of Trump's mouth is a lie as well as a projection. Just think the opposite whenever he speaks. And if you go back through his statements, this plays out. So when he says, "The only way I don't win the election is if it's rigged," that really means the only way he does win is if it is rigged by the Republican-led governors, the postmaster general, the right-wing judges he's appointed, all the way up to the obscene and imbalanced and impartial and now partially unqualified Supreme Court of the United States of America. Biden may or may not have been your first choice. He wasn't my first choice, but he's now our only choice, our only hope. A vote for a third party, please, or abstaining because your dream candidate isn't on the ballot, is a vote for Trump. Do the right thing. Vote for Biden-Harris. Just do it. And vote blue up and down the entire ballot so Biden and Harris have the tools, the Senate, to actually correct the downward course we're on now and have been for the past 3.5 years. Like Nikita said, the moon is in Scorpio, fellow mojos, which means it's a time of transition for the world. Let's make sure it's transitioning to a better fucking future. For our mad quote of the pod, I chose the wise beyond her years singer-songwriter and country pop star, Taylor Swift, who said, quote, "It's not enough to just want change. You have to go and make change by voting." Damn straight, girlfriend. Fellow Mojos, I'm not going to ask you to favorite or subscribe or follow Mojo Girl Madness on this episode. I'm just asking you to please vote and wear your mask. Love you madly. Mojo Girl Madness is produced by Morgan McDougal Productions. Make sure to catch Jackie McDougal's awesome pod, 40 Thrive, wherever you get your podcasts.